there's still things that we need to improve on, and go through this bye and get a little bit more healthy, and hope to come back and do a little self-scouting and make sure that we continue to improve.
Did it come at the right time? I mean, you guys get in a little bit of a roll, but now you've got, before the stretch run, you've got some time to really look at, you know, what you need to work on. You get to take a little bit of a break from day-to-day.
Keep it short, bro.
I think it's perfect, actually, in the sense that it does come right at the halftime of the season. But once you get on the roll, you kind of want to keep playing, though. So I can see why guys would look at it that way. But, you know, we got to utilize this bye to our advantages. And, like I said, come back ready to go next week.
Justin,
2 weeks.
Antrell's role, you know, on this team, he seems like he's really been stepping up. And, you know, even when the team was 0-6, he was talking, you know, had a real big voice in this locker room.
No difference in what it's been for a few years now with Trail, man. He's one of those guys that it's so infectious to be around. He loves the game, and it shows. And he's one of those guys that we put a lot of pressure on to go out there and play well for us, and not only on the football field, but a lot of pressure on him for being in that leadership role that he's in. And he's definitely stepped up for us. And I mean, like I said, it's not like we're surprised, because he's been doing it ever since he got here.
What's the reaction? He's saying we're going to win 12 in a row, and then he's saying we're going to win 10 in a row. I mean, do you guys like to hear that?
Don't bother me much. I mean, if you ask me who's going to win every game we play, I say yes. But that's how competitors feel. That's how, you know, he's very confident in his team, and we all are confident. And, you know, whatever he says, I guarantee you, you know, there's 52 other guys in the locker room that's going to damn sure step up and try to back him up.
Justin, your team has been 6-2.
Yeah.
Almost every year you've been here.
Yeah, this is a complete opposite of what we've been normally at the break.
I mean, how do you, and you've had the break around now. How do you go into this mentally now? I mean, you've won 2 in a row, but you're still in last place. You know, other years you've been 6-2, and everyone says, how do you avoid the second half score?
Yeah.
You know, it's very different for someone
better than
a long time.
You know, for us, man, I think we just got to continue to do what we've done in the last 2 weeks, and that's work our butts off in practice. And this bye week, get healthy, obviously, and, you know, do the self-scouting and make sure that, you know, we come back next week with that same hunger, but that same mentality of going into practice and earning the right to win. It's really that simple. We can't allow ourselves to think about past or future. All we can think about is, you know, what's next, and that's the day-to-day life of a football player. We gotta make sure that once we get back in the swing of things, that the only thing we're thinking about is Oakland, not thinking about what Dallas did or Philly or, you know, Washington or whoever else. We can control what we can control, and that's how we play.
How fortunate do you feel? I mean, other years you'd be 5 games out, and, you know, no one would be talking about any of this. It would be just, you know, trying to salvage something in the second half.
Yeah, I don't know if it's fortunate is the right word. If it was fortunate, we'd be 6-2.
Mm-hmm. But you earned this, and now, you know, the things you can't control have gone in your favor.
Yeah, they have. So I guess in that sense, you know, we do feel like we've dodged some bullets, I guess. But again, it's still a long road to get to where we need to get. And again, it starts with, you know, one day at a time.
T2 was talking about, I asked him what changed in the last 10 quarters for the defense. He said, we went up to Perry and we talked to Perry, and he said, you know, we could do certain things that we asked him to do. I mean, what did you guys think he needed to do?
You know, honestly, it was just getting to the point of just getting on the same page, I think, and simplifying things to the point of saying, you know what, let's just go out there and see if they're better than us. And because I think early in the season we were beating ourselves, whether that be defense was a little too complicated or there was too many checks to certain things where we were kind of playing on our heels. Just allow us to be attacking defense and see what happens. And I think the last, you know, 3 games, the game plan has been that way. The adjustment period, I think, was the first half of Chicago, and obviously the second half we came out and played better, and the last 2 games we played pretty good. So, you know, it's a lot of credit to, you know, our secondary, our linebackers, they've been doing extra meetings. D-line have put an onus on us to say, you know what, we're gonna try our best to handle the run up front and allow linebackers to play fast. And, you know, things are starting to bounce a little bit our way.
Do